Election Day is just a few weeks away, and some are saying it could be a year of the woman. We're talking to Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Elizabeth Heng, two women trying to excite their parties in 2018. That's next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton.
You know, Bob, our intern Bree was telling me about this podcast called Everything is Alive. And I'm looking at a rundown of all their recent episodes. And I guess these are things that they're saying are alive. Like there's one here that's called Tooth. Like a tooth is alive or teeth are alive. And my six-year-old son just lost one of his teeth.
Tooth.
He lost a tooth. And I told him, I said, well, you know what? You guys had a great run together. You ate lots of snacks together and you really had good times. And he burst into tears.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I can't let this tooth go now. And I finally convinced him to set it out for the tooth fairy. And he puts it out at that night. And as he's in bed, and he says, good night, little Joey. He had named the tooth. And then in the middle of the night, yeah, he woke up. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. He had to take the tooth back, and it's now in a little jar in his desk drawer where nobody can get to it.
I had sad dentist affairs, too. All my teeth would never fall out. They'd always have to pull them out. And so one time I left my teeth at the dentist, and this is
okay.
Just tissues and all.
Whatever. If you're comfortable.
Anyway, I said to my mom, let's go back to the, because it's only down the street, let's go back and get the teeth so I can put them on my pillow. And she said, we'll go tomorrow. And the dentist burned down that night.
No.
Yes. True story.
No.
Yeah, that's why I am the way I am.
What? So wait a minute. I mean, did you get the tooth? You didn't
No. We were going to go back the next day.
Your tooth went down in flames with everything.
Yeah. So I kind of relate to your son.
Wow.
Yeah. Follow that with a piece of music, Mr. Hilton.
Let's see.
Just pick it. It's going to work.
Okay, let's go with the band Paper Cuts.
Okay.
Do you know Paper Cuts?
Yeah.
This is a recording project for Jason Cuever. They just released their sixth full-length album this past week. It's called Parallel Universe Blues. And it is a record that is all about starting over and finding new life, new friends, new love in a new town, you know, when your world has been upended in all the ways that one's world can be upended and you need to start over again. And Cuever says the song I want to play called Clean Living was inspired by his attempts to reconfigure his life.
Clean Living started out as a joke to myself and some San Francisco friends, as if I'd moved to LA, quit drinking and smoking, and became a health nut. But I quickly decided to turn it on its head. It became a song about waiting for a long-distance romance to turn into something real and the frustration of making responsible choices instead of going for the quick fix.
But I'm waiting.
Reminded me a little bit of Velvet Underground, or maybe some solo, early solo Lou Reed. Maybe swap out his voice for Nico.
I could totally hear
there,
that.
Yeah, the song Clean Living from Parallel Universe Blues that just came out this past week on October 19th.
I had been in the longest of dry spells of going to concerts. It just like...
You mean you haven't been going at all?
I'd go like 3 days or something without going to a show. Maybe four.
And I can't believe you didn't just shrivel up and die.
I mean, it's been tough. But it's all broken loose. I mean, the gates have flooded. Last night I went and saw Big Thief.
Yeah.
The night before I went to see Stella Donnelly. Before that I saw J.S. Ondara, that musician from Nairobi now living in Minnesota.
Right.
I talked about. He was opening for Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, okay.
I bolted before that happened. And then before that I went to see Tank and the Bangas.
Oh, yeah.
Who are just the extraordinary live band. There's so much that happens on their shows, and it's always monster energy.
Yeah.
There's a new track from Tariana Tank Ball, the lead singer Tank from Tank and the Bangas, and Meryl Burkett, who's the keyboard player, one of the keyboard players in Tank and the Bangas. They did a version of the song I'll Be Seeing You from the late 30s, that classic song
That
you know, everyone from Bing Crosby. It's a standard. And it's just a side of Tank that I had never heard before. Tank told me that she said, I'll Be Seeing You is a toast to all the memories of an old relationship, all while admiring the most beautiful, lonely stroll down memory lane you could possibly take. Tank said she was honored to sing a song that was touched by so many great voices. And now it's her turn. Tank sings that the reason she's doing this is there's a film called Can You Ever Forgive Me that's coming out. It ain't out yet, but we have this song. So let me play I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. That this heart of mine embraces all day on through, in that small cafe park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing wells. I'll be seeing you in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be soon you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. Everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Lovely song, and to hear her do that, wow.
It's such a side of her that I just hadn't seen. I thought, and she shows many sides of her personality, Tank.
And she's a belter, you know, and she gets on stage, and that's really beautiful.
That is I'll Be Seeing You, and it's from the film Can You Ever Forgive Me? This song is out on Verve, and I want to do something else.
Okay.
Thinking about artists who wear many hats or can do many, many different things. We know, I got a song over the transom from Monica Martin. Monica Martin, we know from the band Fox. Mm-hmm. Fox has been on hiatus for a long time. We saw a different side of Monica Martin when she came in with Violence to do A Tiny Desk back in 2017. And now she's got something new that she's working on, a new project. This is just a single. There's nothing more that we know about this. And I asked Monica to tell me a little bit about it, and she did. So we'll hear from Monica and then play this new song called Cruel.
So I wrote Cruel in London with my friend Egg White, who also produced it because he's a wizard and he just gets my language. I will be putting out a record at some point, but for now, this is the first from a handful of tunes I'll be sharing.
Shoulder till I lost it. I'm barely out the door and she's exhausted. Flirting with the line and then I crossed it. Oh no. Oh. Now I'm looking back, I think I planned it. Woke up naked in a van in Paris. In my new love and a new language. Oh, 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 oh. You my lover, all my obligation. While I hold you crying in the station, weren't you the one who said no expectations? God, like I'm being honest. You know I only sleep with the truth. I'm clean, I never promised. But what if I'm cruel? No, I don't wanna be cruel. Burn away the sins you've been collecting. Condescending. I said I liked your hair, I was pretending. Oh, 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 oh. God, pray you don't want this more than I do. You said you didn't give a shit, but I knew. The tears run down your face and lines that I drew. Oh, 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 I make God like I'm being honest. You know I only sleep with the truth. I'm clean, I never promised. But what if I'm cruel? No, I don't. I'm cruel. No, I don't want to be cruel.
Great voice. I have, find myself thinking when I hear a voice like that, you know, there wasn't the production under that. All the, you know, the arrangement
nice.
Was, it was nice, but it was,
tasty.
It was so secondary to her voice right out front and center. And that's what you're hanging on.
The guy who did the production on it, his name was Egg White. And I don't know why that makes me laugh every time.
I thought she said Meg White. And I was like, oh, wow, Meg White's getting back into music.
But Egg White's much better. So that's Monica Martin. We know her from Fox. That's a group that's on hiatus, giving Monica Martin a chance to do lots of different things. I'm looking forward to what else comes out. This is just a one-off song.
Loved it. Let's do one more song and maybe we can take a break.
Okay.
I want to play a song by the band Tiny Ruins. This is a group from New Zealand. And they've been releasing music for a few years now, and they're about to put out their third full-length called Olympic Girls. The music is sort of centered around the singer and songwriter Holly Fulbrook. And I want to play the title cut to the album Olympic Girls. It really has kind of an incredible story behind it. When Holly Fulbrook was in her late teens, she spent 5 months just traveling around the U.S., mostly by bus, and she went from one coast to the other. And at one point, she was on a bus that stopped in Memphis, and she got off the bus to take a break. And when she got back on the bus, all the passengers had changed. They were all wearing the same outfit, and they were all holding paper bags. And she sits down next to one of them, and she's like, so what's going on? And it turns out that they had all just been released from prison.
Wow.
And they were being transported back to their home in Chicago. And so she spent several hours on this bus with these guys and just talking and sharing stories. And the guy sitting next to her, his name was Courtney. His name was Courtney. And they kind of hit it off. And Holly Fulbrook says that this song, Olympic Girls, grew out of her hours-long conversation with him.
We talked about the Olympics and Olympic Girls and watching the Olympics from inside prison and that being a kind of an escape and it being this kind of glorious window into another world. And I don't think I've seen the Olympics since then and not thought of that conversation as kind of striving for glory and determination to win and the whole show of it and what that would have been like to watch from inside an institution where there was no glamour, no tenderness, no softness, no beauty. I mean, I thought about these things for a long time afterwards.
Stirring, shaken, all of us waking under the same cover of sky. You said my freedom feels like a white lie. Sweet on the back seat, another day bolder. A love spell rushes you by, the smoke and the smolder. We were only inches away, still had a long, long way to go. Yeah, we were only. Muddy banks swell. I think of you on the dance floor in a stuccoed motel. Running from fault and winning gold, screen before being led back to the cells. Lay your head in the lap of a girl. You'll never learn something if it isn't taught well. Never find a thing if you can't lose yourself. Everyone's in a while. I looked for your figure, the cut your shape would make, and the freedom of a microphone. There's a shadow I can't shake.
You can really hear, knowing the context of the song, you can really hear the story unfolding. Yeah. And
cool.
The different lives she is seeing, you know, the lives that lie before them as they're getting off this bus and going on to live completely, going completely different directions. Olympic Girls is the album. It is out February 1st.
Let's do this. Let's take that break you promised.
I promised you that it was coming. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
We're actually not going anywhere.
No, we're right here.
Yeah.
This message comes from NPR sponsors Interscope Records and Warner Brothers Pictures. The official soundtrack to A Star is Born features music from Lady Gaga and director Bradley Cooper. The album is out now via Interscope Records. A Star is Born, in theaters now. Support also comes from MasterClass, offering online classes taught by masters of their craft. Each class is shot with cinematic production quality and offers on-demand lessons loaded with exclusive content. Listeners can learn about photography from Annie Leibovitz, writing from Malcolm Gladwell, music production from Armin van Buuren, and a whole lot more. For a limited time, All Songs Considered listeners get a free 7-day trial when they sign up at masterclass.com/allsongs.
Well, I didn't go anywhere.
No, I guess I've just been sitting here.
Yeah, it's All Songs Considered still. I'm still Bob Boylan.
And I'm Robin Hilton.
And we have a guest. Christy is here.
One of our interns, Christy Gilbo. It's all the L's in it, Gilbalt.
Yeah, there are a lot of letters that are just sort of, you could take an erase or two and you still have the same name. Yeah.
You should think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, just think about it.
Make my life a lot easier.
I bet it would. What did you get excited about? You've been wanting to play this song on the show, but now I don't remember what it was.
So this is a song called Not the Time from an artist named Sasami Ashworth, who goes mononymously by Sasami. And she's an LA musician who's kind of had her hand in just about everything out there for the last decade, like playing French horn in orchestras, keys, bass, guitar in the bands Dirt Dress and Cherry Glazer, contributing vocal, string, and horn arrangements to some studio albums for Wild Nothing, Hand Habits, producing tracks for other artists.
How old?
23
or something.
Yeah, probably not much older than me.
Yeah. So what's the song?
So it's called Not the Time, and it's the second cut that she's put out as a solo artist, and it's a breakup song about being kind of hung up on the hope of a future reconnection. So, you know, wrong time, wrong place, but maybe later.
Okay. I like
one of these nights.
Listeners won't know this, but we, Robin actually hit the button and played the song twice. So yeah, that was good.
It was twice as nice.
It's really nice. What else can you tell us about this song, Christy?
Well, Sasami had said that this and the other single that she put out, Callous, are like overdramatic drafts of text that you compose in the notes section of your iPhone.
Do you do that? You compose texts in the note and then copy and paste them into the text window so that you don't like accidentally send a text you don't mean to send? I've never done that. That's a great idea.
I love that vocal break that she has at the end. That and the kind of buzzing guitar line.
Oh, it creeps in with that feedback. I love that.
You were saying, Robin, it sounded like, did you say Stereo Lab?
I thought it kind of had a Stereo Lab thing going on.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like that nagging feeling of imperfect timing that the song is talking about.
Awesome.
I have something that's going to work perfect out of this, actually. It really is. It is so good. It's so perfect.
Should we believe
you know, Christy and Bree, we get a lot of interns, and you always hope they go on to do great things with their life. Sometimes they end up working full-time at NPR, or they go to member stations, or become great freelancers, and sometimes they go on to be rock stars, or at least make some really good music.
I know who you're going to play.
So I want to play the music of Jay Fernandez. Yeah. We knew him as Justin Fernandez when he was our intern so many years ago. I don't know when that was, actually, 2008 maybe? Well, Jay Fernandez, he's based out of Chicago now, and he makes this great trippy psych pop music, and he has a new record coming out called Occasional Den. The song I want to play from it is called Common Sense, and here's Jay Fernandez, Justin, with a bit more about how this song, Common Sense, came to him.
I wrote Common Sense about my habit of overanalyzing everything. Things I've said, things other people have said, taking those apart and replaying them in my head on repeat. I think the point of the song was just to acknowledge how absurd we can be and how a lot of things we do don't necessarily make sense. I was hoping that maybe some people would identify with that.
Thank you.
Love it. Justin J. Fernandez plays everything on that except for drums, and he kind of cobbled it together. He says that that the clavinet that you heard in there, he says it was recorded in the basement of a stranger he met on Craigslist. Yeah, I'm quoting him here. Justin says, "The basement seemed normal, but part of me was still thinking I should probably get this done before they decide to lock the door." And he says he managed to record the keyboard in one take, and then he was out.
Creepy.
Occasional Den is the record. It is out November 9th on Joyful Noise.
I'm going to take us out. You ready?
I'm
to
ready.
Be taken out?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to play music from an artist known as Coda, K-O-D-A. Coda is a project of an artist and his producer named Jordan Sudek. I read press releases sometimes. This one caught my eye, and this is what it told me. It said his childhood included parents who became born again and they burned his Harry Potter books, but that's not what captured that. I mean, I thought, that's something. But then it said, but then his dad had a heart attack and then had a 180-degree turn of his life, and they formed a family rock band.
Wow.
I didn't make it up. Maybe
so
someone else made it up, but I...
No.
But I'm going to believe it. And Jordan became part of this band. His mom was a singer. And then he started hanging out with another guy who loved doom metal and stuff. And then Jordan, a.k.a. Coda, began doing circuit bending with, like, kids' toys, like Furbies and speaking spells. You know what that means? So you know how they make noises, right?
Yeah. Oh, circuit bending.
Bending. So they alter the sound that it makes.
Right.
Right. And right. So he just started doing that. Then he started, got really into photography, which is where his nickname comes from, Coda, like Kodak. Mm-hmm. And then started making this ambient pop music that now has like millions of streams and music supervisors trying to find him and get them. So he started making hundreds of songs for his music supervisors.
Amazing.
Yeah, right. My life didn't go that way.
No.
At least not the age that this person is. And then, anyway, so I got sent over the transom of a song that I didn't know any of this when I heard the song, and I loved it. A song called Tear Glass. It's from a mixtape he's putting out called Same As It Ever Was. Hmm. And so I'm going to play the song, and you're going to love it. I know it.
I promise.
So this is Coda and the song Tear Glass. One word, Tear Glass.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I can see you need more coffee.
Yeah.
But listen to the song.
Yeah,
you're gonna like this. Give me that chord. Thanks everybody for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Thanks, Christy. Bye.
Take a sigh. track stuck in the wind. I wanna lose my way to let you in. None of this shit makes sense. Did you find it boring? Or did it make you upset? None of this.